You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So the markets need catalysts, the market need decisions to be made, and some of those decisions come from a little organization known as the South African Reserve Bank. They're certainly not little, they are the oldest reserve bank on the African continent, which means they're the most experienced on the continent. It also means they've put out their latest review, and we're going to be taking a look at that, the monetary policy review that they give us on a regular basis around how they are seeing monetary policy, what they're thinking, and what it means for you and I. I'm joined on the line by the head of economic research of the Economic Research Department, who is also a member of the Monetary Policy Committee at the South African Reserve Bank, Dr. Chris Louvolt, to take a look at the monetary policy review and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Dr. Louvolt. Lovely to speak to you. Let's start with an overview of the current policy stance. Where is the SARB's mind at, and what is the policy stance at the moment?
Thanks, Jimmy, for having me on, and please do call me Chris. You know, we're in a much better environment nowadays than we were, say, 6 months ago. We've seen a turning in the global economy and expectations of better growth rates, as well as much lower inflation rates in much of the world. So global inflation is easing. It's not easing in a kind of linear fashion. Convergence down to lower rates is slower than we'd like it to be, but it's certainly going in the right direction. In some places, is closing in on central bank targets, in particular in advanced economies. That's great because it's helped to buoy the rest of the world, including South Africa. It's allowed our own global inflation, our own inflation rates to continue to moderate quite a lot. So you will have noticed and seen that things like imported goods inflation is much lower now than it was a few months back. Fuel inflation has come down very, very nicely, as well as food inflation, and all of that creates a much better inflation outlook for us. Much of this improvement has come in very recent months, so literally over the last sort of 3-4 months, but it's come down faster than we had expected it to, and it seems to be moving lower in the near term, and that's good news. That's helped the MPC itself to rethink where the risks lie to inflation. As you will have seen from in the last MPC statement, we saw that inflation risks look much more balanced, and that enabled the MPC to be a lot more confident about adjusting rates lower in the September meeting. Of course, the NPR tries to provide not just a short-term perspective on where we are now, but a much longer-term perspective on, you know, where inflation has been over the last couple of years, what are its drivers, and where we think it's going in future. The future is not, it's still cloudy, and we titled the NPR the clearing storm. So we think we're through the worst of it. But there are still, you know, some heavy seas here and there. We've seen countries having to reverse course occasionally on their policy rates. A couple of countries in Latin America have experienced that. So, you know, we're not really at a point now where we're home and dry and inflation is stable and very confidently stable at a much, much lower level. We've hit that lower level. We want to see it stay there.
We're not out of the woods yet, but Chris, what are some of those underlying structural challenges that still concern the central bank at this point? Understanding, of course, that a lot of the challenges that persist are challenges you can't do anything about, but you have to keep an eye on.
Well, right. So there are a range of global challenges, and we'll have to see how they play themselves out. There's obviously a lot of political and outright conflict around the world that generates risks to things like supply chains and oil prices and food prices. And we've seen a lot of volatility in those numbers in recent times. Domestically, obviously, low growth is not a great place to be. We would like to see the energy problem fully solved and be confident that load shedding is gone and that the energy supply will continue to rise. We've tended to take the view that energy constraints are bad for, obviously, for GDP, but it's also bad for inflation. So when our productivity in the economy is low, our inflation rate tends to go up, not down. And that causes, of course, problems for monetary policy. So, you know, there are a range of issues there. It's definitely the case that we've said this for a long time, that a much stronger growth rate in the domestic economy would be good for monetary policy generally and help us out quite a lot.
Chris, something else that's been said a lot and being said by the governor at the central bank is around future policy and around that long-term anchoring of inflation at a lower rate. I know it's preemptive to ask you to speak as an MPC member on meetings that have not yet taken place, but have the conversations now firmly shifted to say, we have inflation kind of under control. It's not where we want it to be, but maybe now we can start revisiting that conversation around long-term targeting at an even lower rate, because that serves us even better as an economy going forward.
So, there are two different and, you know, very separate processes. One is the process around monetary policy setting in the short term, and that's what the Monetary Policy Committee is about. We convene every other month with a lot of data and a lot of forecasting to look through what we think are the inflation risks and how they relate to the forecast. And that's predicated on what we've articulated for a number of years now, trying to get the inflation rate to 4.5% of headline inflation and stuck there and anchored there well. A separate process is a discussion about, how much of an outlier is South Africa relative to the rest of the world, and why do we tend to have higher inflation in South Africa compared to the rest of the world? And this is not just a comparison against advanced economies, it's also a comparison with other emerging market economies, most of whom have inflation targets. Most of their inflation targets sit at somewhere between 2 and 3%. Because we have a higher inflation rate, there are costs to this economy, and these are costs that play themselves out over quite long periods of time. They impact on the exchange rate, the impact on how much that exchange rate depreciates. It feeds through into inflation, and it feeds through into the level of the interest rate that prevails, again, over longer periods of time. Those are all negatives to the economy. They impede growth. So there needs to be, and there has been for quite some time, a kind of analytical question and process going on out there about saying, well, what would be a better inflation rate for South Africa, and how would you get to it? And that's something that we do a lot of work on. We've had many internal discussions about it. We've chatted to the Treasury about it here and there. It's a kind of an ongoing thing. It is the kind of conversation where it's important to get buy-in and get everybody around the table to understand that there are economic costs associated with the higher inflation rate that we have. Just to give you one very clear one, when your price level grows at a faster rate than that in the rest of the world, you lose competitiveness. And that means that our imports cost more and our exports aren't as competitive in foreign markets. When we compete with imports, we're not as competitive. So there really is a very direct cost associated, that's just one of them, from having an inflation target and an inflation rate that sits well above that of the rest of the world. So, you know, that's the kind of flavor of the discussion we have and the kind of analytics we do. But it's a very different process from the MPC's one, which is much more focused on the short term.
Chris, when we look forward and we look out towards just making South Africa more competitively, or more competitive rather, there have been conversations around the fact that the South African Reserve Bank's mandate should be expanded as well. Now, the current mandate, obviously, as we know it, is currency protection and inflation management and inflation targeting. If we are to kind of extrapolate into an ideal future that has an expanded mandate on policy, obviously that means there are tools that the SARB would then need to add to its arsenal. Can we look to other central banks around the world and say perhaps there's tools we can learn from other central banks in the event that our mandate is expanded? Obviously, that can only be done via the right channels, and that's not what we're looking at. But are there lessons we can learn as a central bank to better ourselves even more?
Well, we learn a lot from other central banks all the time. You know, we watch what they do. We talk to them regularly about the things they do. But of course, different countries have different kinds of problems, different challenges. So you will remember back to the global financial crisis and its aftermath. You know, some central banks innovated by doing things like quantitative easing. It didn't apply to us, but it applied to them. So central banks are in a position where they need to try out new tools. The mandate is a different story. I mean, the mandate, our mandate has two parts. One part is about financial stability and making sure our financial system is stable. We don't have big financial crises. And the other part, which is more involved with monetary policy, is maintaining the value of the currency in the interest of sustained and balanced growth. There are different ways of interpreting what sustained and balanced growth means, but on balance, it really refers to is keeping your inflation rate low so that the different parts of your economy are given the opportunity to grow. So it's very explicitly saying that low inflation will help to achieve a balanced growth rate. And I don't see any particular reason why one would want that to change. The inflation targeting framework is the way in which that mandate is implemented. And as you know, was set up in 2000 in consultation with the National Treasury at the time.
There you have it, folks. The South African Reserve Bank on their monetary policy review that they conduct on a regular basis and what their monetary policy stance is from a short-term, medium-term and a long-term perspective. Thank you so much, Dr. Luvalt. That's Dr. Chris Luvalt, who is the head of economic research at the South African Reserve Bank. He's also sitting as a member of the Monetary Policy Committee at the South African Reserve Bank.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.